With less than 30 days remaining in the legislative session, the Alaska House is considering gas line legislation that would advance a line from the North Slope to an LNG export facility in Nikiski. For rural Alaska, the bill includes funding that could send gas to communities hundreds of miles from the pipeline. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The problem, according to Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman, is that even with gas takeoff points, people in small villages far from the line will miss out.
If you're in Napakiak, how are you going to go to Fairbanks or go to Anchorage where that spigot is and get the gas out here? So even though the bill said that it was going to make gas available to Alaskans, basically those communities and residents along the pipeline were the ones that were going to benefit.
Hoffman pushed through the amendment to create what's called the Alaska Affordable Energy Fund.
Setting aside a fund that could be spent on infrastructure to get natural gas to other areas of the state that are not connected to the pipeline, trying to get the gas to the burner tip of Alaskans.
That could provide money to advance projects like shipping propane down the Yukon River to Southwest Alaska communities. As written, 25% of royalties will go to the permanent fund. After that, 10% of the remaining royalties would go to the Affordable Energy Fund. The money would not be limited to gas projects. It could address bulk diesel, plus hydroelectric dams, tidal energy, and more. Depending on gas prices and production, Hoffman estimates a range of $100 million to $200 plus million dollars per year. He says that will make a difference in people's energy bills.
For people in rural areas of Alaska, this is the biggest change they have ever seen since statehood.
The language to create the fund is very simple and fits on half a page. Another part of the bill requires the state to develop a plan within 3 years that identifies how to deliver gas to places not directly on the gas line. The name of the fund was originally the Rural Energy Fund. It was changed to the Affordable Energy Fund to include residents who live very close to the line but don't have direct access. Through LNG export, the state and energy producers are looking to sell much of the gas to Pacific Rim countries. As the gas line legislation advances, Hoffman says it's important to prioritize Alaskans' energy needs.
We are finally going to monetize the gas for Alaska. But it was my view that Alaskans wanted more than that. You know, we've always wanted to monetize the gas, but we did not want to make the same mistake we did with TAPS.
That mistake, Hoffman says, was making money off oil, but not reaping the energy benefits. The gas line bill is currently being discussed in several House committees. It would be among the most expensive projects in history, costing between $40 and $65 billion. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.